Let's see if we've got Steve back on a better line. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time today. Morning.
Good morning, Phil. How are you doing? Thank you for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
I am exceedingly well, really, really well. Thank you so much for your time today. Steve, I alluded to the fact that South Africans have seen you either in print, on their screens, in some form or another, modeling, acting. You have been an abiding presence in popular culture for a very, very long time. 21 years as having South Africa as your professional home base. It's a pleasure to finally speak to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I'm so thankful, both, you know, to South Africa for having welcomed me for, yeah, as you said, 21 years. It's been incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, talk to us about the acting aspect of your work and, of course, Office Invasion, which premieres this Wednesday on the 10th of August. First of all, your involvement in the project, how did that come about? This new Netflix movie?
Yeah, the acting has been here for quite some time. I mean, I went to film school, back in 2007. I started at the Johannesburg Civic Theater.
Mm.
And then from there, I went into the U.S. and, you know, kind of just get it as, you know, hone in on the craft, if you may. And then Office Invasion, I got a call and they were like, hey, we have this role. We're not sure if you want to do it. And because, again, we weren't sure where they wanted to go in terms of accents. And that's always a thing for me here. Yes, that's always a thing for me here. It's kind of like, okay, we have this local project. I don't have a local accent ever. So I don't know what to do with it. So it's always that thing. Where do we go with it? So what's cool about this one for me, and it's a personal project in the sense that I get to use a Jamaican accent, which is wonderful because that's where I'm from originally. And beyond accent, I get to use the language. And you know, Jamaica just celebrated their Diamond Jubilee yesterday, being our independence. So that was 60 years of independence. So that for me is just like, wow, to see it all come all together, and for the directors, the producers, and everybody involved to just come together and go, okay, yeah, actually we believe in this, and to just do something different on the continent is just blissful. So yeah, thanks to the directors and everyone again.
Well, talk to us about the premise of the film, right? And I think it's one that South Africans and Africans at large can relate to, defending a mining company from people that want, or aliens rather, that want to plunder and take advantage of these resources. I mean, that's an abiding theme in, you know, most African history. Just unpack that for us, and what else drew you to the project, aside from the opportunity, as you say, to utilize your Jamaican accent, or your parents' Jamaican accents, and the language as well.
Yeah. I guess, you know, it's very smart as well in terms of how they've gone ahead and, you know, again, used quote-unquote aliens to, you know, want to come through and, you know, take the gold and the resources that's there. It is a political statement as well in some degree. But again, for me, it was just beautiful to do something that wasn't necessarily based on just politics, but something that's fun, something that's light, something that you can, you know, just sit through and enjoy, rather than just focusing and go, oh my gosh, this is just too much for me to watch right now.
All right, fantastic. I mean, it is a lovely present, aperture into, you know, that aspect of our lives and our history, right? The African condition. Steve, what I'm fascinated by is your ability to straddle so many aspects of, working very publicly. As I alluded to, there is the acting, there is the modeling, we've seen you in TV adverts, we've seen you in so many sort of public-facing jobs. What of these do you enjoy the most, or at least relish the most?
Wow, you see, I love this question because I'm always going, I'm just thankful to be able to work. No, I genuinely, and it's funny because, you know, I really don't prefer one or the other. I am really just thankful to be able to use the platforms. You know, while I was in film school, just to give an example, while I was in film school, I called my brother and I said, hey, I'm going to write a book. And he goes, that's funny, you're going to write a book. About what?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to write a book. And it was like a moment where he just switched and he goes, yes, you're going to write a book.
Mm.
And he says, okay, cool. If you're going to write this book, give me a deadline. So I said, okay, it'll be done by my birthday, which was August 16th. And he said, okay, cool. Well, you have 3 months to get this book done. And yeah, 3 months later, we're done. So then published in South Africa, which was number two here, 2015, The Refined Player of Sex, Lies, and Bait. And then from there, I was like, okay, you know what? I actually want to do photography. And everyone's like, you're going to be a photographer? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and I studied photography, and here I am again. It's done. It's published. It's all there. So again, for me, you know, people kind of have this notion where you go, look, I can only be the one thing. And for me, I've never seen my life that way.
Absolutely.
I've just kind of gone, you know, if I want to do it, I'm going to try and get as much information as possible. And I'm going to go out and just do it. That's the bottom line. You know, it's just to be able to do it. But again, if I had to choose, if you can go, look, you know, Siri, I have to choose one. Really, really choose one. Acting. That's my happy place. That's my happy place.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when people are scrolling this coming Wednesday, the 10th of August, and they have the option of watching Office Invasion, what do you want them to take away from the experience? Because, of course, you know, streaming services have allowed us to access so many titles, so much content, and we end up viewing it as exactly that, content, as opposed to projects that individuals worked so long and so hard on. What do you want us to take away from the experience?
I just say just be true to it. You know, whatever you may be feeling, give yourself time to just kind of like soak it up, you know. And if you want more, just go out and, again, you know, research it and just kind of figure out why, you know. And you said there's so much content out there, and you're right, we just kind of just watch stuff these days. And sometimes that's what it is. It's just so you do watch and not take anything away from it, is what we always say. But why did they make it in the first place then, if there was nothing to take away from it?
Yeah.
So I think that's just it. Sit and see how does this make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I feeling this way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just the bottom line, is to be true to yourself when you watch that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Steve L, thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best on your continued journey. And of course, it's always a pleasure to touch base and speak to a familiar face, but a voice that I hadn't experienced in my personal life. So really, really appreciate
you
availing yourself. An
thank
absolute
you.
Pleasure.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you as well.